Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome in. We got a good crowd here as we are outside here at Talyards here in Sugarland. I see Reggie out here from In the Loop. I see Figgy out here from In the Loop. I saw Sean Pendergast earlier. You can get you a Sean Pendergast glass, him and Seth Payne right here. There are a few left that you can take home with you if you have not done so. My man over there got that pizza. Don't worry about it. Went in there and made me an order. Got me an order coming. Yeah, man. Great food here. Great drinks. Just a good time to bring the whole family. I see my man always here in scrubs. I see he had to chase down his boy.
He working on Friday.
Yeah, he had to chase his boy down over there as the kids, man. You can let him go. Got playgrounds, and they're having a good time here. This is the third time we've been here for Football Friday. And it is a great spot. There you go. I see it's a great spot here. And we've always enjoyed ourselves here. My man over there, man, he's trying to get me to be a part of that beer mug club right there, man. He got that beer mug. He tried to work. He gonna work on me. He tried to get my son, to get that for Christmas. I think that's a great idea, to be honest with you. Great idea, man. It comes with a whole lot. Get you a little dinner pairings over a month period. Get you every time they get a new beer, you get one in your cup. Get the mug. It's not a bad deal. You know, I'm trying to get a deal though from him.
Ain't no doubt. I mean, I never doubted it one bit.
I know you didn't.
I mean, I know you're gonna get your deal.
I'm gonna try to. Hey, man, we can still negotiate.
What you got in that cup right there, Chief?
You got a little cider.
A little cider, huh?
Yeah, you know, mixing it up a little bit. Got a little cider.
Boy, I tell you what, you're all over the place, ain't you?
I tell you, man, our promo staff really takes care of us. They do just such a fantastic job.
Is that my boy, Ron?
They do.
I don't know that. I don't know that it's in her description to be serving you drinks.
It didn't serve, man.
I mean, she's down here. She's down here bringing heart, your man. High maintenance ass drinks, and we got people down here.
That's
she
not
needs
a high
to be talking.
Drink. I don't agree that it's cider. 713-572-4610.
No, I wasn't talking about the drink.
YouTube
I was talking about
and
you.
Twitch is a is a cider a high maintenance?
No,
drink?
I wasn't talking about the drink. I was talking about your ass, her having to carry it out here with that straw about to slide out of there. That thing does look good.
It really is.
It does look tasty, boy.
They got cherry or strawberry ciders out here.
Really?
Yes.
Not a cherry guy, but I can go strawberry in a hurry.
They're not playing around out here. All right. News of the day, just to get you updated. We'll talk about this a little bit more. 5 o'clock fire before we get to the Astros. Lamar Jackson, he has been declared out. He has not practiced all week, and the official injury report has come out for the Baltimore Ravens. He is out of this game. So the Texans will be looking at Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush, this clearly changes so many things for the Texans and the Ravens in this game, and obviously it takes the chances for the Texans to win, as we've called a must-win game, up a notch with him not being on the field. So that is the latest injury front news. He, amongst others, they're going to be without him, Roquan Smith, an all-pro, as well as Marlon Humphrey, a pro bowler. Those three guys are out of this game. And Kyle Hamilton, another update there. He has the groin. He has not practiced the last 2 days. He is listed as questionable in this game coming up for the Texans. But Clint Tyler, I want to move over here to the Astros, and I don't know about you. I felt like the Joe Espada job security thing was just more talk than it was real. But I saw the Athletic put out the ranking of MLB's open or potentially open managerial jobs and how they rank. At first, somehow there were two things that got me on this thing. First off, the Astros were on it. That Joe Espada, they were on it. They're the only team on the list with a winning record. The only team on the list with a winning record, and they're sixth. First off, it would be sixth. The Giants, Orioles, Braves, Nationals, and Rangers would be better jobs than the Astros to take over right now. One, that caught me off guard. And when you start seeing lists like this, and besides the Rockies manager, who they just fired their general manager, so we'll see. All the other teams, those jobs are vacant. And this is them believing potentially that the Astros would be open. I'm starting to take this a little bit more serious, Clint, that they're like, I don't think these guys just pulled this stuff out of their ass to just say, oh, I'm going to throw them on a list of teams that we think are open or potentially open. I think maybe the Joe Espada situation is a little bit more serious than maybe I thought.
Oh, yeah, look, I think it's definitely serious. I mean, you know, I don't know that Joe Espada is a Dana Brown guy.
That's a big one.
I think he could be talked into, Dana Brown, that is, being a Joe Espada guy. You know, what did he come over here 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Joe Espada, he's been a bench guy.
No, I'm talking about Dana, 2 years.
Oh, Dana, yep.
So this is the second year for Dana. Like, I if I'm Dana, I could be talked into Joe Espada. Same reasons we were as fans was, hey, man, he's been around. He knows the chemistry of the guys, yada, yada, yada. Now you've got 2 years experience with that guy. And so I would imagine that Dana Brown knows exactly what he wants to do. I've said this before. I don't think the Astros managerial spot is a fire the manager situation.
Right now. But yeah.
Well, I just don't think it's that. I don't think you're in that spot. I do believe, though, that if Dana Brown or Jim Crane, if they have a manager that is the apple of their eye, so to speak, and has been, and they feel like that guy moves the needle in a big way, and now that guy's available, I'm okay with replacing Joe Espada. I don't want to disrespect Joe Espada and talk about, boy, he should be fired, this or that. And I've been critical of Joe Espada. But where I'm at, it's more of, if you've got a replacement that you're in love with, let it ride. I got no problem.
Clint, I think the Dana Brown factor is a big one. And it does seem like to me that Jim Crane is in a situation of, hey man, go ahead and do your job.
Right.
I don't think he is butting in a ton when it comes to kind of that stuff. And I think that is a big piece of it is Dana Brown coming from the Braves and those guys. By the way, the Braves just fired their manager who led them to a championship in his tenure. But you could see, like, all right, Dana Brown, who is the most confident GM in America, I'm here now. I've let you get 2 years. We ain't won no championship. We went to the playoffs. We got swept in the playoffs by Detroit. Now we just blew a second-half lead. Let me get my dude in here. Right? Like, Joe to me has done a really good job, especially when it comes to the injuries and things that they have suffered. But he hadn't done a job of, like, hey, can't move on from him. Done a job of, like, dang, Dana, even if I wanted to bring in one of my guys, you know, his production is so good, I can't. I mean, they haven't won a playoff game since Dusty. So, like, I mean, so I think this is – I'm taking this a little bit more serious, and now – I don't think I'd be surprised at all if Joe Espada was relieved of his duties and they went in a different direction.
I do wonder, too, and this is strictly a wonder. I have no idea. I wonder how the injuries impacts the manager.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if you've got a manager that's long in the tooth, that is, it runs the show, are things done a little bit differently with these arms? You know, is there some is there something that's going on that, that Joe is just
that could be there could be a thing if they don't they're not jiving on how to.
Well, yeah, but even if Joe was just more of a hey, let's keep this train moving down the tracks and keep doing what everybody's doing, and I'm just going to be the manager, and he's done a decent job. Maybe he's not real quick, or maybe he doesn't have the power to put the foot down on whatever the hell is going on with all these arm injuries. And how the pitchers are trained, and how the pitchers are brought back to the team. I don't know. I just wonder if a Bill Parcells type of coach that has his hands in everything doesn't fix that or change it or address it to some degree.
Dana feel like he about to go find somebody we ain't never heard of. Like, and I'm not saying it's a bad job, but I think he's going to get somebody that ain't had managerial
experience.
Somebody
from deep in that Braves organization where he came from.
Had his Bobby Slowick. He's going to find somebody we ain't heard of. All right, coming up as we continue, John Harbaugh, the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, spoke, and I don't think he's putting on. There's no confusion on what he is thinking, and I think the Texans need to listen to his words and be completely prepared for what Sunday is going to be. We'll let you hear and discuss that coming up next.
There's going to be a lot of ground and pounding.